for ways to boost mood and lower depression-related tumor risk. Depression is closely related to the lack of certain neurotransmitters in the brain. Beyond its psychological effects, depression can significantly influence physical health, contributing to an increased risk of tumors and breast cancer in women. Yu Yan, director of Taiwan's Royal Jade Traditional Chinese Medicine Clinic, provides four essential elements to foster a happier mood and recommends doing more chest expansion and stretching exercises to soothe your mood. The challenge of depression for women. Depression has been listed by the World Health Organization as the leading human health adversary of the 21st century. This was especially the case in the first year of the COVID-19 pandemic, when the global prevalence of depression and anxiety disorders surged by 25%. Despite its widespread impact, the medical community has yet to fully understand the exact causes of depression. A number of likely causes, such as genetics, imbalances in brain neurotransmitters, stress, psychological, and hormonal factors, have been identified. According to WHO, the incidence of depression is about 50% higher in women, largely due to the greater fluctuations in female hormones throughout critical life stages. According to Yu Yan, three periods in a woman's life are particularly susceptible to these fluctuations: puberty, pre- and post-pregnancy, and menopause. During these stages, hormonal changes can lead to a decrease in serotonin and dopamine. Furthermore, factors such as insufficient sleep and family responsibilities increase the likelihood of women experiencing depression. You said that there is an increasing number of women between reproductive age to menopause developing tumors of varied sizes, which are likely related to hormonal imbalance. Surveys indicate that among Taiwanese women aged 35 to 45, the chance of suffering from uterine fibroids is about 20 to 40%. This means that 1 to 2 out of every 5 women could be affected. Beyond uterine fibroids, there is a corresponding rise in the incidence of benign changes in breast tissue. The role of hormonal imbalance and TCM. Hormonal imbalance can be related to many factors, including stress from work or the pressure of daily life endeavors, long-term mental stress, lack of sleep, unbalanced diet, or extreme weight loss from dieting. All of these can disrupt the endocrine system's normal functioning and lead to hormonal imbalance. Yu points out that irregularities in a woman's menstrual cycle, whether periods come too soon or are delayed, may signal imbalances originating from the hormonal axis involving the hypothalamus, pituitary gland, and ovaries. The lack of balance commands issued by the hypothalamus and pituitary gland will affect the secretion of estrogen and progesterone from the ovaries. Additionally, such hormonal imbalances, when compounded by issues like qi stagnation and blood stasis, terms used in TCM, can further exacerbate health problems. Qi stagnation refers to disrupted energy flow in the body, while blood stasis involves the accumulation of stagnant blood due to poor circulation. When the stasis accumulates in a certain part of the body for too long, the cells may degenerate with some neoplastic tissues formed. On the surface, it might look like a benign tumor and is not life-threatening, but it is indeed a warning signal sent by the body. In TCM, it is recognized that the human body contains a meridian system, which transports both qi and blood throughout the body. They are the basic substances that constitute life and maintain all human physiological activities. In this respect, qi is the energy, or power, that enables life in the body, while blood is often referred to as the nutrients in the body. Qi stagnation and blood stasis refers to a pathological state in which both qi stagnation and blood stasis coexist. Pathological discomforts usually start with poor qi circulation, which then causes blood stasis. In other words, the symptoms start with qi stagnation, followed by blood stasis as a result of the former. Yu highlights a trend of decreasing age at which women are diagnosed with breast cancer. A closer look at the factors behind it suggests that many patients have emotional problems, which lead to stagnation of qi in the liver and heart. Long-term qi stagnation and blood stasis will cause blockage of the upper jiao region where the heart and lungs are located, with the breast tissue bearing the brunt of the problem. Both liver qi stagnation and heart qi stagnation refer to problems caused by dysfunction of the liver's normal activity in the regulation of qi and poor qi passage. Their occurrence is closely related to emotions and stress. For key elements to create happiness, you recommend addressing four key areas to restore bodily balance, enhance stress resilience, and improve adaptability to changing environments. Good sleep. Sleep quality is the primary factor affecting body balance. You emphasized that the right time to sleep is more important than the amount of sleep. 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. is the time for the gallbladder meridian to work, and 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. is the turn for the liver meridian. Because the liver and gallbladder play a key role in hormone regulation, and women are often prone to liver stagnation, good sleep is essential for restoring bodily balance. According to TCM theory, the energy in the human body flows from the internal organs along the meridians throughout the body. The 12 meridians correspond to the 12 internal organs. Different internal organs and meridians are active at different times. So for happiness specifically, we should go to bed before 11 p.m. Balanced diet. The Yellow Emperor's Internal Classic, an ancient Chinese medical text, says, 5 grains are for nourishment, 5 fruits are for help, 5 livestock are for benefit, and 5 vegetables are for the supplement. This means that grains are the basis for people's survival. Fruits, vegetables, and meat are all classified as auxiliary, tonic, and supplements to staple food. Whether it is grains, fruits, meats, or vegetables, you cannot be biased towards any of them. Only a balanced diet can fulfill the nutritional needs of the body. Healthy fats. High-quality lipids are essential for brain health. Eating sufficient amounts from sources like nuts and fish supports healthy nerve function and serotonin production. Regular exercise. Exercise is effective ways to quickly increase endorphin concentration in the brain. As we age, the concentration of endorphins in the brain gradually decreases, and exercise can promote the expansion of blood vessels in the brain, produce happy hormones, and contribute to cardiovascular health. Exercise also helps oxygen reach the brain through smooth blood circulation. When combined with a healthy diet, it can protect the integrity of the blood vessels in the brain. Expanding the chest and stretching to help relaxation. One effective way to address emotional well-being and physical health is through targeted exercises that focus on chest expansion and stretching. TCM posits that the heart governs the mood. Therefore, exercises that unblock the heart meridians, such as chest expansion and stretching activities, can alleviate depressive symptoms. One branch of the heart meridian runs from the heart through the lungs to the armpit, through the armpit to the elbow, then from the forearm to the wrist through the palm between the ring finger and little finger, and it then finally reaches the nail of the little finger. Unblocking the heart meridians can help relieve depression. Incorporating regular chest expanding and arm stretching exercises can enhance meridian circulation and overall comfort in both body and mind. Each component discussed, sleep, diet, healthy fats, and exercise, contributes to a comprehensive strategy for maintaining hormonal balance and emotional health.